Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It was always about this time of year in the parish when the good people of God would bring baskets overflowing with fruit. In Boca Raton, Florida, where I started in ministry, it was Marge Merriman who would bring bags of mangoes, sugar, sweet, ready to be devoured. These aren't the kind of mangoes that you get at Schnucks in the middle of winter that are green and hard and taste like Pine Sol. These are delicious mangoes. In Georgia, it was peaches. Robin Akins would bring basket full of peaches. The kind of peaches when you bite into the peach and the juice just runs down your chin and throat. Who doesn't love a ripe piece of fruit? But anybody who's had a ripe piece of fruit, who's had an abundance of ripe fruit, knows that that fruit will only be ripe, will only be delicious for a little while. It can go quickly from delicious to disgusting, from ripe to rotten. And this is the vision that Amos had. Amos chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, right before our text. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the time is ripe for my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, declares the Lord God. So many dead bodies, they are thrown everywhere. What a change of image. From nice, juicy, fresh fruit to fruit being thrown against walls, trampled, and the juices everywhere. And these are the people of God in the temple? In a day where images of mass murders and terror abound, we can see full well the vision that Amos saw. So why? Why this image? Why would God threaten such a thing for his own people? How could God do such a thing? Not to just talk about it, but to say that it will actually happen, that bodies will be flung like ripe fruit? This is where Amos 8, 4 through 7 comes in. Three things that Amos 8, 4 through 7 would articulate as the sins of God's people, the sins of you and me. First, the people longed for the Sabbath day to be over. What were they to be about on the Sabbath? Heeding the word of God. Listening to the voice of God proclaimed from the scriptures, and what were they doing? Anything but heeding the word of God. Their minds were wandering. They were thinking about, what can we do tomorrow? When will this day be over so that we can get on to the more important things of life? They were not sitting and heeding the voice of the Lord. No wonder Amos would then proclaim a coming famine of the word of God. You pay attention to anything but the word of God? Fine, I will take it from you. A second sin that Amos would put before us. These people wanted the Sabbath day over. The Sabbath day, a day of rest. The Sabbath day when even the Lord himself, after 6 days of creation, rested and could still call creation very good. Do we trust the Lord enough that if we take a day of rest, that the world will still be okay? That his work will still be very good? These people that Amos was preaching to wanted the Sabbath over. Let's get on to the real stuff. Let's get back to hard work and our to-do lists. And when you don't heed the word of God, and when you try to get away from Sabbath as quick as possible, it has devastating effects on the people of God. The poor. These people that Amos was preaching to were thinking about how they could make more money. How can we make the shekel greater? How can we reduce what we're selling and still sell it for the same price? This is what they were thinking about in the middle of the sermon. Trampling all over the poor. The Torah had set out great, great things for the poor. There would be these times where the farmers harvesting their fields would leave the corners unharvested so that the poor could go and glean a little bit and eke out a meager existence. Days of jubilee where debts would be canceled, where property that had been mortgaged would go back to the original owner. Amos' audience was longing for these kinds of days to be over, trampling all over the poor. These kinds of things now certainly don't happen among the people of God today. Maybe in the pagan business world they would sell everything, but certainly not in the church of God, right? You write a Bible study. Oh, I think I could sell this. It's good. I could put my sermons online and charge people money to listen to them. I'll write a book, and it's going to be a New York Times bestseller, and I'm going to make a lot of money talking about how we should care for the poor as the church. Yeah. Dear people of God, who would even ponder to peddle the gospel? What will that bring us? Churches full of dead people, bodies flung everywhere, the walking dead in your Bible study who think of nothing but their to-do lists and when can they get home as quick as possible to see the football game. Whew. Amos. And so now, dear people of God, let us flee from the coming wrath which Amos has preached to us this morning and find refuge in this little rebuilt booth. In Amos chapter 9, Amos tells us that someday the booth, this little hut, will be rebuilt, and it will come from the line of David, our Lord Jesus Christ, whose body was torn down and 3 days later was built up, is the place where we run for sanctuary. It was said of this one, our Lord Jesus, he himself said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Today, the time is ripe. The fresh fruits of the cross are before us this morning. flowing for you and for me. Amos says that there will be days coming where the mountains are dripping with wine, when there will be all kinds of fruit to be harvested. Those are our days. And so, dear people of God, let us flee for refuge to our Lord Jesus Christ, who himself took care of the poor, even us, so that we might go forth to proclaim the salvation of God to all peoples of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.